Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The acronym is MILK, standing for Market Incentive Leadership for Kentucky. And Kentucky Dairy Development Council Executive Director Maury Cox says it's moving forward.
It started in 2007, and it's a program basically to increase production in Kentucky on pounds of milk, also increase quality, and then to increase use of business records.
Cox says significant funding for the effort comes from the state ag development investments, and it seems clear to him they're paying off.
Over the course of that time, we've got approximately 28% of all dairy farmers on the program in Kentucky, but the substantial thing is it is involving close to 50% of all the milk produced in Kentucky.
The program has come along slowly in its few years, but its growth is steady. I asked if some of the participating producers were surprised as they saw the results of their actions over time begin to take hold.
I think so. Many of them didn't believe that you could get 70 and 80 pounds of milk per cow on an average for the herd, but we're seeing that happen and even more in some situations. The top herd in the state had 28,000 pounds of milk per cow in a 305-day lactation. We're seeing more and more herds in that 25-plus thousand pound average.
We'll have more on milk in a minute. We'll be right back.
Do you need to bone up on calcium? 40% of Americans get less than one serving of dairy foods a day. That's a serious shortage. For good health, you need 3 or 4 servings a day. Try getting your calcium from cheese, milk, or yogurt. Calcium can help keep your bones healthy, may help control your blood pressure, and could even reduce your risk of cancer. Dairy does a lot for your good health. Look for Kentucky Dairy Foods to help you bone up on calcium.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back with Maury Cox, Executive Director of the Kentucky Dairy Development Council, actually visiting during the recent Farm Bureau annual meeting. The decision by state legislative leaders to use 50% of tobacco settlement funds for investments in ag infrastructure, Cox says, has been a godsend. He says that made the council possible and the milk program a reality, and its numbers prove the value of that investment.
There's no doubt in our mind, if it was not for the Ag Development Funds, we wouldn't have the organization, nor would we be able to put that money out there in the milk program and bring in more money for dairy farmers. It's been an equivalent, and this is just a summary of it. We've seen for about a $2 million investment in the milk program, about a $4 million return in tax revenues at a 5.8% marginal rate. So I think it's a good investment.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.